The Fed begins its first policy meeting today since it raised interest rates in December and since President Trump took office. It is not clear yet what President Trump's relationship with the Fed will be like or how he will insert himself or not into the nation's monetary policy, but a lot of people on Wall Street would like to know. Joining us with more on that is Cardiff Garcia, who's U.S. editor for FT Alphaville, the Financial Times blog. Hi, Cardiff.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first of all, can we expect anything to come out of this two-day Fed meeting? They're not expected right now to raise interest rates further yet, right?
They're not expected to raise interest rates at this meeting, but you might expect them to give some hints about how it's going to behave the rest of the year, how many times it plans on raising rates the rest of the year. And that does actually matter because a lot of the way that the Fed works is by managing expectations of how it responds to changes in the economy.
Now, the Fed is supposed to be an independent agency. So is the expectation that it will operate in the same way it did under President Obama?
Broadly speaking, yes. And that doesn't mean that the policy it chooses is going to be exactly the same because the economy itself is in a different place. So for much of Obama's term, we had very high unemployment, and that meant that the Fed was keeping rates very low. Now, unemployment is closer to where you would expect traditionally the Fed to start raising rates, and so it might change. But the broad institutional mechanisms that it uses are expected to stay the same, yeah.
What could Trump do, though, if he wanted to influence the Fed?
Well, a few things. One is he could start working with especially some Republicans in Congress that traditionally have been somewhat skeptical of the Fed's keeping monetary policy completely independent. There have been some pieces of legislation through the years that have sought to provide a little bit closer oversight, and he could start working with them on one of those pieces of legislation. He could also just start making public statements about the Fed. This is traditionally very controversial. Politicians are supposed to stay away from monetary policy, and monetary policymakers are not supposed to make comments on what politicians are doing. And so he could start making public comments about it, and it wouldn't happen right away, but over time that might start eroding the insulation of monetary policy from electoral politics, which I think itself would be very troubling.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of a possible scenario, and it doesn't sound too far off, which is that, you know, the Fed raises interest rates, the market goes down, and Trump gets on Twitter and starts criticizing Janet Yellen.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. You can already see the contours of what argument he would use also, which is, well, the Fed kept rates so low for all of Obama's term, and then I show up and right away they start raising, right? And so I think that would at least send a signal that the Fed is no longer off limits. And we have to remember that the insulation of monetary policy from politics is not something that's enshrined in the Constitution. It's a value that's not fixed, and it has to be rediscovered and redebated and in many ways redefined through the generations. And so it's always something that's up for debate. And if Trump starts making statements like that, then I think we do have to worry that he might be serious about changing things more down the road.
And he'll get his first chance when it comes to the leader of the Fed in January of 2018. That's when Janet Yellen's term is up. There, Cardiff Garcia, U.S. editor for FT Alphaville. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it.